website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board with us as we face the issues. We are always delighted to have your input. Some have called it 2 cents worth, 5 cents worth, 15 cents worth of your thoughts and your feelings, your insight on a particular issue. We're talking about today recognizing the signs of the times. Recognizing the signs of the times. Listen very carefully. What we see taking place in our city, in our state, in our nation, and around the globe are no coincidence. God is sovereign. God is in control. And we may not see prophetic signs in every minuscule aspect of our daily lives, but I'm here to tell you that there's not a single thing that takes place on the face of God's green earth that's not already positioned for us, postulated in the scripture, in what is called the eschatological prophetic text of the Word of God. As we witness the fast-paced, intensive chaos and confusion and the crimes that's taking place in which we live today, and most of us are looking at it from the standpoint of, well, look what's happening. Look what man is doing. Look what the enemy is doing. That many today, most are confused and frightened. Some are concerned over the economic collapse. Others see the crumbling morals and ethics and values in our nation. Yet multitudes of Christians are laser-focused, ladies and gentlemen. Multitudes of believers today are laser-focused on the signs of the times. Now, that doesn't mean that we lose sight of the here now and displace everything looking heavenward. Some have become so heavenly-minded, they're no earthly good. You heard that statement. But we're talking about what the Bible says. By the way, the prophetic text in the Bible covers from Genesis through Revelation. There are spots and places of prophetic text. But the greatest ones in the New Testament can be found Matthew 24, Luke 21, and Mark chapter 13. Those give us an overview, a list, of the prophetic signs of the times in which we're living. God's Word tells us, warns us, cautions us, counsels us with what is taking place and how and why. We're going to be talking about that today and how the signs of the times, especially as we see in the Middle East and as we see in the nation of Israel, linked with what we see taking place in Russia, China, Ukraine, and America today, tied together with the big picture, funneling down, focusing down on the signs of the times. And ladies and gentlemen, as we'll talk about in a moment, the next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church, the sudden seizure, the sudden disappearance, the snatching away of the bride of Christ. Every saved person, every believer, will one day very soon suddenly disappear. And listen, there is not a sign that is to be fulfilled before the rapture takes place. The next sign, if you please, is the rapture of the church. And immediately following the rapture of the church, the 7 years of tribulation will set in when the man of sin, the lawless one, the Antichrist of Daniel chapter 11, verse 31 and following, Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 through 18, multitudes of other texts where it speaks about the coming Antichrist will step on the scene and for 7 years will reign with an iron fist. So we're talking about today recognizing the signs of the times. Do you recognize them? Are you familiar with them? Do you recognize what is happening? But ladies and gentlemen, before we get into the depth of that, let me remind you that this Friday, November the 11th, at 7 o'clock, the Florida Freedom Keepers will be presenting to us a video, 90-minute video, Vaxxed, V-A-X-X-E-D, Vaxxed from Cover-Up to Catastrophe. We, our church, First Conservative Baptist Church, will host the showing of this video. It's 7 o'clock in the main sanctuary of First Conservative Baptist Church. We're looking forward to you being here. There's no cover charge. There's no ticket cost. There's no reservation. Just come at 7 o'clock. Someone will be here. The doors will be open at about 6:30. We're looking forward to it because the video will start precisely at 7 o'clock, approximately 90 minutes. We'll be looking forward to you being with us for that special showing of Vaxxed from Cover-Up to Catastrophe. It's talking about those that are hurt, harmed, and devastated as a result of the CDC protocol, the COVID protocol, as it's called. Multitudes have been hurt, harmed, devastated as a result of it, and a great cover-up has taken place in relationship to it. So we invite you to come 7 o'clock on Friday night. That's November the 3rd, this coming Friday evening at 7 o'clock. The location is at First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 12021 Old San Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295. We'd love to have you. Looking forward to your presence. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you today, as I do each and every day, when we cover issues, it's not based on a denominational dogma. It's not based on political rhetoric. It's not based on philosophical hype. We base what we talk about on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I call it the truth book. John 8:31 and 32, in Jesus speaking to his disciples, he said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Ladies and gentlemen, outside of the word of God, you cannot find real truth. Outside of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God, everything else is speculation and hyper, if you please, ventilation as to what they believe is taking place and shall take place. But when we get to the word of God, we should recognize the signs of the times. Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am truth." And further in John 17:17, the scripture says, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that endures forever, according to Psalms 117 and verse 2. But yet, believe it or not, multitudes are not interested in truth. It was the dystopian novel author George Orwell, the secularist, that said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And that is exactly, precisely what we see taking place today. There's a rejection of truth. Rashida Tlaib, the pro-Islamic jihadist in the United States House of Representatives, and others, along with AOC, ladies and gentlemen, she rejects truth, the truth of what is taking place in Israel, the truth of what took place with Hamas. She's rejecting it. And listen, she's not by herself. We have hundreds of thousands in America today that have been marching in the streets, demonstrating in the streets, refusing to believe the truth of what has taken place in Israel. So it's not an unusual thing, but the bastion of truth that's been placed into the hands, the care and keeping of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ must be sustained. We must not relent. We must not release. We must not run from the truth of what the Word of God says. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns that America's decline is linked to the death of truth. In part, DeMint says this: "What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today." Listen, even in our Christian churches. Now, that's a sad, sad statement. But yet, when you find that 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, disbelieve in the reality of the centrality of truth. In fact, according to the latest survey, 55% of the millennials say that each person determines their own version of truth. You know, I've said before, and perhaps you've heard it, half-truth is a whole lie. And yet there are those today that think that I can bifurcate truth. I can have my own version of truth, and it doesn't make any difference what others think or say. Ladies and gentlemen, we go back to the Word of God, and there's one truth. It's the truth of God's Word. And what we see happening in America, what we see taking place on the global level, what we've witnessed in the past 3 years with the mega number of deaths as a result of the COVID vaccine, yes, 17 million, according to the latest survey on that, 17 million on a global basis died as a result of the COVID vaccination. And if I can just tie in a little parenthetical footnote to that, just this morning's news, very famous actor, I didn't know him, I believe was 50 years old or 51 years old, in the 50s, just suddenly died. Said it was a heart ailment, a heart problem. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the major side effect of the COVID vaccine. But you'll not find any of the medical professionals today, you'll not find the CDC or the federal government admitting the nexus with the sudden deaths of the young people today. And if it's 10 years old or 50 years old, that's still young people today. They'll never admit the nexus between the COVID vaccination and those sudden deaths. But ladies and gentlemen, it was the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that said, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And that's our intent on this broadcast, is to tell the truth, stand for truth, exposing the truth, and defending it even to death. That's our responsibility before Holy God. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power dealership specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowners with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291, Old San Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. There's a gigantic benchmark, 165-foot flagpole with U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. Find the flag in the flagpole, base of the flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, 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 there's some good, good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number today is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. You're invited to call. Give us your insight, your input, your questions and comments relative to the issue today, recognizing the signs of times. Ladies and gentlemen, when you see these things taking place, listen, let's focus on what the world is focused on today. Let's focus on the fact that Israel is in a war for its destiny, a war for its survival. The last time something like this happened was the Yom Kippur War in 1973. The first major war with Israel was about 75 years ago when they were declared a nation, May 15, 1948. And ladies and gentlemen, since then, Israel has been in a constant turmoil, a constant battle in defending itself for its survival, for its existence. And we're finding that taking place today. but it shouldn't take you by surprise. We need to understand that God's Word talks about that and talks about what will happen, how it will happen, when it will happen, and ladies and gentlemen, it's happening before our eyes. Now listen, I'm not saying that what is happening in Israel is the indication that the end of the world is now. It's not what I'm saying. But I am telling you that it's one of the major signs. The word sign comes from the Greek word simeon. Literally means benchmark. It is a benchmark identifying what's before, what's in front of us. You are driving on a highway and it's foggy and you're in a sharp curve and there's a sign that says, be careful with fog. Or there's a bridge coming up and it's wintertime and there's ice on it. The sign might say, the simeon, the sign, the warning might say, ice on the bridge. Or there's speed signs out there that's on the highways. Those are warning signs of what to expect and what is to come. We have those same signs, simeons, those same warnings that's in the Word of God today that warns us, cautions us, informs us with what God is doing and what the world will be like in the latter days. We're talking about the recognizing the signs of the times. And today, ladies and gentlemen, some are concerned about the economic collapse. Others are looking at the crumbling, decaying of the morals and the ethics and the values in our nation. All of these are indications of the implosion of this great nation. Some call it the great experiment, great nation America, as it's imploding. Keep in mind, the Roman Empire was not taken over by outsiders. The Roman Empire was not crushed by invaders from the outside. The Roman Empire imploded from within. And just a little parenthetical footnote, if you will, when you study the scripture, you can study the scripture from Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22, and you'll not find any indication. You'll not find any prophetic sign. You will not find any benchmark that shows that America is in the lineup of the last days, in the last days of eschatological prophetic text. America does not exist in the biblical record, in the wrap-up of the world. You must ask the question, why? We're watching the implosion today. We're watching those things take place. God's Word, ladies and gentlemen, cautions and warns and informs of us of what He's doing and where this whole world is headed. As we witness the horrors of the Islamic jihadist invasion and slaughter in Israel and the growing collapse of American sovereignty, many are simply trusting in the Lord for His Word, trusting in the Lord for His revelation of what He's showing us and His continued provision and protection for the believer. Because the next thing on the calendar of God, as I said a moment ago, is sudden seizure, the snatching away, the rapture of the church. And by the way, if you want to study that, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18 is the classic text on the rapture of the church. Now listen very carefully. There's some loose, lax, lost liberals, theologically speaking, that will say the rapture is not in the scripture. The word rapture is not in the scripture. But in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 and following, it is sudden snatching away. And in the Latin text, it is simply the rapturus, the sudden snatching away. I call it the sudden seizure. Recently, someone has written a book called The Major or the Massive Disappearance. And that's where the dead in Christ shall rise first. We which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with the Lord to meet Him in the air, and there shall we ever be with the Lord. Therefore comfort you one another with these words. That is verse 17 and 18 of that unit of thought. Ladies and gentlemen, the rapture of the church is the next thing on the calendar of God. But right now, as we watch the signs, the simeons, the road bench markers as to what's taking place, we need to understand what's happening in Israel. It's not just a matter that, as Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar and others, AOC, try to say that it's Israel's fault. Israel happens to be squatters. They are colonists. They've taken the property from the Arabs. Ladies and gentlemen, go back and study history. Go back and look at the Word of God. The land that Israel is on, they're not squatters. They've not taken anybody's land. God gave them the title deed to that, according to Joshua chapter 1, verse 1, 2, 3, and 4. God gave them the title deed to that, according to the scripture in Genesis chapter 12 and following. God gave them the land. In fact, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard me say this before, the land that God gave to the nation of Israel, he gave them the title deed to the land. It's from the Mediterranean Sea over to the Euphrates River, down through what is today Saudi Arabia. Huge, humongous territory. Israel has never possessed the land that God gave to her, only a postage stamp. And that little postage stamp is has been an attempt since 1948, been an attempt to take that postage stamp of land away from the apple of God's eye, the nation of Israel. In fact, I'm looking at one headline that I've marked is very scary. It says, the real plan of Hamas is to kill every Jew and every Christian on the face of the earth. That was a statement made by Franklin Graham. Franklin Graham warned. This article says the warning comes just days after Hamas terrorists attacked innocent civilians in Israel. On the social media, Franklin Graham told the audience, we just saw Hamas brutally murder. It gives the number, the statistical data. He said they want to kill every Jew and every Christian and take control of the entire 510 million square kilometers on planet Earth. If you think that's what's really happening in Israel, it's not just limited to Israel. And he goes back in this article, ladies and gentlemen, quoting what Muhammad supposedly said. Muhammad, by the way, is a false teacher. He started the serving of Allah. Allah is a false god. Allah is not a real god. And yet these warriors, these Islamic jihadist warriors, think they're fighting for Allah because in Islamic theology, if you want to call it that, their study of God, if you want to call it that, according to the Noble Quran, they have the urge to be successful in slaughtering Jews and Christians, because by doing so, if they are killed in that themselves, they are considered martyrs. And as a martyr, according to their belief system, Allah will send them to paradise with 72 virgins for eternity. Ladies and gentlemen, those that crashed in with the planes into the skyscrapers at 9/11, they're probably still thinking that they're burning in jet fuel. But it's not jet fuel that they're burning in today. It's that place called hell. They've been lied, deceived, tricked into believing that by the satanic, demonic delusion that covers their eyes. May I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, as we study the scripture, God reveals scripture after scripture after scripture as to what he is doing and what shall take place in the last days. I'm looking at a headline from a global preacher, says, fasten your seatbelt. Talks about potential fulfillment of biblical prophecy in the Hamas-Israeli war. Ladies and gentlemen, our eyes ought to be focused on what God is doing, not focused on what Tlaib and Omar and AOC and Joe Biden are saying in Washington. By the way, Joe Biden is pushing for, I believe it's a $106 billion package, financial package, wants it to go to Ukraine and Israel. But when you analyze it, he's wanting to give about $14 billion to Israel and the balance of it to Ukraine. That'll continue his cash flow, by the way, because Ukraine's been the laundering machine, the washing machine, the ill-gained funds for the Biden family cabal for many, many, many years now. And that's continuing. There's no plan to control the funds that goes to Ukraine. There's no one that's in charge of the accounting system for that. But this particular evangelist says, does the ongoing bloodshed in Israel point to the potential fulfillment of Bible prophecy? He said, the attacks on Israel by Iranian-backed groups, terror groups of Hamas and others, might be the very start, hear me, start of a series of events predicted centuries ago in and through the scriptures. In his message, he noted the latest attack comes exactly 50 years from the day of the anniversary of the Yom Kippur War in 1973, when Egypt, Syria, and other nations also attacked Israel. This war, however, he says, is very different. Quote, thousands of rockets rained on Israel from multitudes of directions. Hamas gunmen invaded by land, by sea, and by sky. They went literally home to home and door to door looking for the young and the elderly, noting Iran's stated objective of destroying the state of Israel. He pointed out the quote from one of the Iranian military officials who spoke of the ultimate objective of the liberation of Palestine in Jerusalem. He noted how all the Bible prophecy is focused on one city, and that one city, ladies and gentlemen, is Israel. All of the focus of Bible prophecy points to the little minuscule postage stamp called Israel. God provides the signs of the times that will lead to the rapture of the church. And the Bible points out, ladies and gentlemen, what we're currently witnessing in the world today. What are some of the signs that we're witnessing? What are some of the things that we see taking place today, ladies and gentlemen? It's the slaughter of the innocent in Israel by the hands of the Islamic jihadists. I believe I have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go to the question or comment, please.
Hello?
Kenneth, are you there? Kenneth, are you there?
Yes. How you doing, Brother Yumba?
Doing well. I hope you are.
Yes, sir. And I hope your weekend was good. Dr. Youngblood, I can't say anything. You on point. But like the Word of God said, it's going to be like birth pains and what they call themselves. I ain't going to say the word. But what they call themselves, that is God's man. It's not theirs. It is not. It is not. And they know who Hamas is, but they support Hamas. And I'm not going to call him crazy president, but you're giving him $6 billion to do what they got to do. And it's not really him. That's the puppet. I believe in my heart. All of my hearts are hearts, and I'm black. That is Obama. He hates America. George Soros hates America. You made all your money here.
And Ukraine is a laundering.
And Ukraine is a laundering system. They're going to start giving Ukraine more money than Israel, I believe.
That's right. That's exactly what they're doing. And we're watching the hand of God, though, Kenneth. We're watching what God is doing through the apple of God's eye. Someone said, if you want to know what's happening prophetically, watch Israel. If you want to know what is happening in the world and where God is pointing and what God is doing, watch Israel. Someone said that Israel is God's hour piece and Jerusalem is God's minute hand. So we're watching the minute hand and the hour piece of God's prophetic calendar unfolding before our eyes. We're watching what God is doing. But you touched on George Soros. You've got Soros. You've got Bill Gates. You've got Klaus Schwab. These men and others are simply the globalists. They want to see America crushed so that they can make a profit off the pieces that's left over. That is the approach that's taken. Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, and George Soros and others, they're responsible in part for what we've seen taking place. And it is Bill Gates that says we need to eliminate about 1 billion people off the face of the globe. That's genocide, and genocide is what is on the fast track that we see taking place today. But God is still on the throne. God is still in charge. God hadn't gone on vacation. He's not asleep. He's not sick. God's not died. He's still alive and well able to control what's happening in this old world. So I don't know about you, Kenneth, but it excites me to see the hand of God and God's word leaping off the pages of the daily news. So thank you, Kenneth, for your call. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. But ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted that you've tuned in this morning. We're looking forward to what God is going to say. And just after the news, we invite you, ladies and gentlemen, pick up the telephone and dial 904-831-0917. 831-0917 goes directly through that we might entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on recognizing the signs of the times. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Accused of threatening to torture and kill Jewish students at Cornell University, a 21-year-old Cornell junior is under arrest. Patrick Dye allegedly posted the graphic anti-Semitic threats online. The FBI director warning of an elevated terror threat here at home, Christopher Wray, delivering his assessment and testimony on Capitol Hill. Israel says it has killed another Hamas commander as the war in Gaza grinds on. About a dozen Israeli soldiers have died since the outbreak of the war. And efforts to evacuate seriously injured civilians, as well as foreign nationals from Gaza, are now underway. The Rafah border crossing into Egypt has reopened. Watching Wall Street, stocks are higher ahead of today's Fed decision on interest rates. Right now, the Dow up 143 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Are you serving the Lord in any capacity in ministry? Conservative Theological University would like you to call today. CTU now offers partial grant scholarships for new students. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE and leave your contact info for the admissions staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for admissions info for Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today recognizing the signs of the times. The question that I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, do you recognize what is happening? Do you understand that what we see taking place in the Middle East war, and that's what it is, not just Israel anymore, it's spreading, it's a Middle Eastern war. Do you see the hand of God in that? Is there a biblical reference that will tell us that that's what is taking place? Absolutely. The Bible's filled with them, but I'm going to touch on just a couple of them. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 2 and following. Behold, God says, behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about, when they shall be in the siege, both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day, and when the Bible talks about in that day or in the day of the Lord, it's talking about the prophetic end times. And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut into pieces, though all the people of the earth shall be gathered together against it. And ladies and gentlemen, in that 12th chapter of Zechariah, into the latter portion, it talks about, in verses 7 and following, it talks about in the latter days, the last of the last days, and the culmination of it will be after the rapture of the church, when it will seem as though Israel will be eviscerated, totally annihilated, totally destroyed. The Lord Jesus Christ will return in all of his glory and will slay the enemies of God with the sword of his mouth. Revelation 19, verse 17 through 21 tells us. But the nation of Israel, the Jewish people, will see Jesus Christ, Yahshua Messiah, will weep and wail in the recognition of the one whom they have slain, the scripture says. Go to your text, Zechariah chapter 12, verse 7 and following. Very, very clear. And they will receive Yahshua Messiah. Today, most of Israel are secular Jews. Today, most of Israel are agnostics and non-believers. But by the time that is fulfilled in the scripture, two-thirds of humanity on the face of the globe will have been destroyed at the hands of the Antichrist. The minuscule remnant that's left in the Jewish people will recognize Yeshua Messiah, will turn to him as Savior, and will be brought into the millennial reign, that's the thousand-year reign of the Lord Jesus Christ, where we as believers will be ruling and reigning with the Lord Jesus Christ. So what I'm wanting us to do is to recognize the hand of God in what we see taking place in society and in the world today. It's the hand of God that's bringing these things about. He's not causing them. Man makes a volitional choice, but God in his sovereign foreknowledge knew exactly what was going to take place and has already pre-written the prophetic text, pre-written history future for us as a result of that. Ladies and gentlemen, Luke chapter 21, verse 20, gives us a good idea of what we see taking place today. Chapter 21, verse 20, and when you shall see Jerusalem compassed with enemies, and know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, Israel today is compassed about on all four sides. Now listen, I'm not saying that the end of time is today. I'm not saying that what we find in Luke chapter 21, verses 3, 4, 5, and following, I'm not saying that they are all taking place this immediate, as immediate as today. But they are in the process of the stage being set and the players being put on the stage for the future final days of what God's going to do in the eschatological future. We're watching it. We, in this generation, we are the most privileged generation in Christian history because we are seeing the hand of God. And ladies and gentlemen, a good example of the signs of the times is what we see happening today, as I said before, in Israel. God's prophetic clock is fixed on Israel, the apple of God's eye. Here's an article. It's just a quote. By the way, when the Islamic jihadists came in, slaying, murdering, torturing, beheading, burning infants, babies, men, women, and children. Evidently, one of them used a telephone in a Jewish home to call his mother. One of the jihadists made a telephone call that was left on the voice recorder in that individual's home. Here's what this Islamic jihadist said to his mother. Mom, you would be proud of me. I killed 10 Jews today with my own hands. The parent said, we're so proud of you, son. Wish we could be there with you, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a warped, perverted world today where with the Islamic jihadists wanted to carry out martyrdom, that they will be in paradise with 72 virgins. And according to their perverted book called the Quran, and it is a demonic book. It is not a holy book. It is the most demonic book, I believe, that you could find on the face of God's green earth. But they believe somehow, some way, that they're honoring Allah when they do the rape and the mayhem and the murder and the beheadings. But ladies and gentlemen, the Bible warns of the day when Israel will be circled with their enemies in an attempt to destroy the nation. In that scripture, and I'll read it again, Luke 21:20. And when you shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, know that the desolation thereof is near. Ladies and gentlemen, today Israel, Jerusalem, is compassed about on four sides. They are compassed about on every side. I'm looking at an article that is frightening. It should be frightening to every individual. It is, how would you say, insightful when we understand what is taking place in relationship to those that are wanting to tear down and destroy, murder the people in the nation of Israel, wanting to destroy the people in Israel. It is a sad, sad scenario. Disturbing poll, majority of Muslim Americans. A recent poll conducted found that a majority of Muslim Americans believe that Hamas was justified in committing terrorist attacks against Israel. The poll was titled, "Do You Stand with Israel?" This poll about Muslims isn't a huge surprise. Numerous polls show that a high percentage of Muslims are also express sympathy and understanding of Osama bin Laden and 9/11 attack on America. However, the overwhelming majority of Americans, about 84%, believe that Israel has the right to defend itself against Hamas attacks. 75% of Americans do not believe that Hamas was justified in attacking Israel. Notably, 57.5% of Muslim Americans agree that Hamas was justified in attacking Israel as part of their struggle for the Palestinian state, as it is called. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a pretty high percent, 57.5% of Muslim Americans. And it's one, several in fact, but one very emphatically stated, along with Christopher Wray, the FBI director, just yesterday emphatically stated that we already have terror cells in America, and that an attack like 9/11 is likely to be seen in America in the near future. We have left our borders wide open. We've invited the enemy to come in. And ladies and gentlemen, we're watching God's timepiece, God's clock, God's calendar, eschatologically speaking. We're watching it coming to the wrap-up stage. I'm looking at a headline. Hamas uses women and children as human shields in its headquarters beneath Gaza's largest hospital. You realize the largest hospital in Gaza is basically a housing, is covering the tunnels underneath that house the major operational centers for the Islamic jihadists. According to the articles that I've read on that, they have their tunnel system under the hospital where they keep all their food, their clothing, their medicines, and their provisions for continual operation of Hamas jihadist murder and rampage against Israel. They are hiding under a hospital. That's what I want you to understand. This is not something that's just a happenstance. This is a demonic delusion that's being carried out. And these Islamic jihadists had the feeling that somehow, some way, they're doing that which honors their false god. This article says churches, schools, and hospitals, Hamas uses all three as a cover for its operation in Gaza, including the main base underneath Gaza's largest hospital. Hundreds of terrorists are also hiding behind civilians, using the women and children of Gaza as human shields. The head of the organization, Gaza's largest hospital, says they're on the verge of running out of critical supplies to keep some of their most vulnerable patients alive. Quote, "We do not know what to do as we're facing a severe shortage of medical supplies, ventilators, and essential life-saving equipment, etc., etc." But this article goes on to say, underneath the hospital, the Islamic jihadists have stored, they call it Israel's Hamas, has stored ample food, water, fuel, and other critical supplies, including weapons, to carry out its war against the Jerusalem state. Hamas terrorists operate inside and under the hospital and other hospitals in Gaza as a network of terror tunnels. They say that there are about 350 miles of terror tunnels that's snaking around underneath all of the strip of land called Gaza. Ladies and gentlemen, today, Israel, Jerusalem, is compassed about on four sides. Hamas, Hezbollah, enemies on the West Bank, and Iranian thugs called the Houthis out of Yemen, that's launching missiles into Israel. What would America do? How would America stand? What would be the mindset of Americans today if we were encircled on all four sides with enemies lobbing missiles into homes and villages and apartments and hospitals and so forth? What would you think we need to do? How should we respond? How did we respond when 9/11 took place? Oh, yes, we went in and wiped out a few enemies, Osama bin Laden being one of them, but we did not clean house. Israel has made a decision that we're going to annihilate, eviscerate, totally destroy the head of the snake, which is Hamas. But in reality, ladies and gentlemen, that doesn't end the problem. That is not the solution that ends the problem whatsoever. The problem is out of Iran. Iran is part of the future eschatological future of the world. Iran is part of the lineup that will be in the last of the last days. Ladies and gentlemen, according to the scripture, Russia will lead a five-nation entourage against Israel. Russia will lead Turkey, Germany, Syria, Iran, Libya against the little postage stamp that's called Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching these alignments taking place. We're watching today the alignment of Russia with Iran. We're watching the alignment with China and Russia. We're watching the Chinese connection. We're watching the Russian connection in the Middle East, even as we read news headlines today. Looking at a headline, Yemen's Houthi rebels claim attack on Israel, drawing their main sponsor, Iran, closer and closer to the Hamas war. Large map is included in this article, and it says, Yemen's Houthi rebels, for the first time Tuesday, claim missiles and drone attacks targeting Israel, drawing their main sponsor, Iran, closer and closer to the ongoing Hamas war in Gaza Strip, and further raising the risk of a regional conflict. The Houthis had been suspected of an attack earlier this month targeting Israel by sending missiles and drones over the crucial shipping lane of the Red Sea, an assault that saw the U.S. Navy shoot down the projectiles. This time on Tuesday, however, Israel said its own fighter jets and its new air missile defense system shot down two salvos of incoming fire hours apart as it approached the country's key Red Sea shipping port at Eilat. The Houthis, who have held Yemen capital since 2014, are part of that country's ruinous war, claimed three attacks on Israel and a later military statement without elaborating on the time frame of the operation and whether Tuesday's salvos represented one or two attacks. And the article goes on and on. But ladies and gentlemen, it's tying absolutely completely in Iran's participation. Iran is considered a terrorist organization. Iran has been paying for terrorism around the world. And yet today, ladies and gentlemen, we have a president that still wants to give major funding to Iran, gave $6 billion to Iran, and have lifted the restrictions that President Donald J. Trump placed on Iran, allowing Iran to ship oil to Russia and China and other places, bringing in hundreds of millions of dollars of oil revenue that's now allowing them to ramp up their attacks on Israel. But listen, may I say again, all of this is part of the prophetic picture, eschatologically speaking, of what God is doing in these last days. It doesn't take God by surprise. Here's the headline. Israel is fighting on four fronts, but its leaders remain committed to ending the threat from Hamas after the October 7th invasion and massacre. The Jewish state finds itself fighting on four fronts, Gaza, and Israeli Defense Forces released footage of its methodological ground intrusion. They also continued the strategic air bombardment of Hamas infrastructure. On the northern border, the IDF continues to attack Hezbollah installations. For days now, Hezbollah and the Israeli military have traded rockets, artillery firings, and anti-tank missiles. In Syria, Israeli warplanes attacked. By the way, let me pause there. Syria is a puppet state of Russia. Iran is a partner with Russia. We're watching, ladies and gentlemen, another aspect of God's prophetic time clock. Study at your leisure Ezekiel 38 and 39, and you find that Russia will lead five nations, as I said earlier, Turkey, Germany, Syria, Iran, and Libya. Now, Iran is not named. It's called Persia. Iran is today's name for old Persia, and that will be part and parcel of the bombardment against the nation of Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, the stage is being set. The players are stepping on the stage of history, awaiting God's timing. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing the whole of this collage coming together of the signs of the times. God's word provides us with what I call a very clear map of what God is doing in the future and what God shall do in this old world. This article continues. In Syria, Israeli war planes attacked and launched the shot missiles directed toward Israel. The West Bank, biblical Judea, and Samaria. Israel struck a terrorist squad inside the city of Jenin. The war inside Gaza Strip will be long and difficult, but we're ready, Netanyahu said. Quote, this is our second war of independence. We will fight for our native land. We will fight and won't back down. We will fight on the ground. We'll fight in the air. We'll fight on the sea. We will eliminate the enemy on the ground and under the ground. We will fight and we will win. It will be the victory of good over evil and light over darkness, life over death. Netanyahu also said about 90% of Hamas's military budget comes from Iran, and he insisted that without Iran, there would be no Hamas, there'd be no Hezbollah, there would be no war even coming in from the four sides of Israel today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the apple of God's eye as the world is attempting to eviscerate Israel in fulfillment of Zechariah chapter 12, verses 2 and following. The Bible provides us, ladies and gentlemen, with very, very, very important signs, signs of the times. Perhaps we must, we are today witnessing the prophetically written statements and information and the stages that's being set. We're watching, listen, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching what is happening. Listen, Israel will get to a point. Russia's already warned Israel that if you strike against Iran, that Russia will come against Israel. Something is going to take place to trigger Russia coming to full front into the picture to fulfill Ezekiel 38 and 39. Russia will lead the five nations against Israel. By the way, these five nations that will come against Israel, locking arms with Russia, you studied their makeup today. You studied their biographical sketch of who they are today. These nations are either totally controlled by or majorly controlled by Islamic jihadists today. And they will lock arms with Russia and come against the nation of Israel. And ladies and gentlemen, the Bible is very, very clear that when it seems as though Israel is going to be eviscerated, when it seems as though Israel will be totally annihilated, that triggers the plan of God for the Lord Jesus Christ to return in grand glory and victory and slay the enemies of God and the enemies of the nation of Israel with the sword of his mouth. Revelation 19, 17 through 21. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible is filled in Matthew chapter 24, Luke chapter 21, in Mark chapter 23, filled with illustrations and indications and prophetic text as to what God is going to do. I'm looking at an article. What role does Iran play in the end times? There are several biblical prophecies of the end times, this writer says, that mentioned Iran, called Old Persia or Elam in the Bible. Given the fact that Iran is often in the news as a nation seeking armaments, possibly nuclear weapons, they are seeking. I believe they have them. Ladies and gentlemen, repeatedly issuing threats against Israel, students of Bible prophecy are sitting up and taking note. Iran does have a role to play in the end time. But first, a little history lesson, this writer says, about the neighborhood and what is happening in Iran. And it goes on to talk about what the scripture says, and it lists those things in Daniel 5, in Jeremiah 49, etc., about what is happening and what shall happen with the nation of Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, they play a major role in the last days and the prophetic text. Looking at a headline, the isolation and destruction of Israel. It was sad, even pathetic, to see Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu embracing President Biden on his arrival in Israel. But the spectacle reinforces the fact that Israel is at the mercy of the Biden administration and the UN. And this article goes on to talk about how America is really behind the scenes turning its back on the nation of Israel, and how America, through Joe Biden and his puppeteers, that's Barack Hussein Obama and George Soros and the globalists, that fulfilling Barack Obama said would be the major re-engineering, if you please, of America. We're watching that take place. Joe Biden, behind the scenes with the puppet makers, those that are in control of the globalist movement, will make it look as though that we're standing with Israel. But ladies and gentlemen, the Bible is very clear. God's going to bless the nations that bless Israel and curse the nations that curse Israel. We're on the very border, we're on the very cusp of seeing our leadership, under Joe Biden's leadership, turning our backs on Israel. And only God knows the end result of what God will do to the nation of America as we turn our backs on the nation of Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, the Marxist media and the Communist Democratic Party today, and part of the globalist movement in America that want to destroy our nation and destroy the nation of Israel. We're watching America, ladies and gentlemen. We have no southern border. We're watching the evisceration of our sovereignty. We're watching, ladies and gentlemen, other major end time prophetic texts coming to fruition. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 5 and following, the first prophetic sign that of false teachers will arise and be teaching false doctrine and false theology. Teachers that today we find, like Andy Stanley, the Pope. The Pope says homosexuality is not a sin. Andy Stanley embracing the LGBTQ community. Andy Stanley saying we need to jettison the Old Testament. Andy Stanley saying the Ten Commandments are not relevant for Christians today. We're watching these things come together. These are part of the signs that are being fulfilled today. Today we hear of the wars and rumors of wars, and that is true today. All over the Middle East and all over the world, we're watching the day. We're watching the clock tick down, ladies and gentlemen, when China will go in to repossess, to take Taiwan. We're in a position today with our nuclear warheads, our weaponry for war are diminished to the point that even Austin, the head of our military machine today, said that we could not fight three wars at the same time. The world sees America as being weak. America is not in the end time eschatological text. America will be eviscerated, imploded from within. And ladies and gentlemen, it's not for us to be disheartened. It's not for us to be wringing our hands in fear. It's for us to realize that God is still on the throne, that God is still in charge, that God is still the author and the finisher of our faith, that God is the one that brings these things about. The scripture tells us that earthquakes in a variety of places will be taking place. There's growing number of earthquakes today. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible tells us some of the prophetic signs will be famine, and pestilences, that's diseases. We're watching famine taking place in many parts of the nation, the continent of Africa today, because of the thing that's taking place in Ukraine. Ukraine is the breadbasket of the world, with about 40% of the wheat coming out of Ukraine. But ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is the Bible warns of famines and wars and rumors of wars. It warns us of pestilences, diseases, and it major thing that we see today that we ought to have as the takeaway of this broadcast today is watching the hand of God in the Middle East, where God's word is leaping off the pages. God gives us the prophetic signs. We need to recognize, and recognizing what God is doing, we need to recognize the signs of the times. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on the broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University.
12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next